This is Brian Mendola, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading from the January 5th, 2025 issue of the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Let's get started with our top headlines. Contributing writer Jordan Nicholson. Headline: A year that refused to sit still, looking back at 2025 and looking ahead of 2026. If 2025 was a unifying theme, its motion with uncertainty. The year did not move in the straight lines so much as it swerved politically, culturally, economically, and emotionally. Old assumptions were tested, new ones emerged, half-formed, and Americans, Western New Yorkers included, found themselves toggling between exhaustion and fascination. It was a year when extraordinary became routine, when headlines blurred out into the background noise, and when even the most local conversations felt tethered to global forces far beyond Chautauqua County. As we turn the calendar to 2026, it's without pausing, not to settle arguments or declare winners or losers, but to take stock of where 2025 carried us, and where the next turn of the road will lead. Continue from the first statement. Cultural and world affairs, the unexpected center. For a world accustomed to symbolic first, 2025 delivered one that still feels all surreal. An American Pope. The election of the U.S.-born pontiff sent shockwaves through the Vatican and far beyond it, reframing conversations about faith, geopolitics, and the global balance of moral authority. The Holy See is now occupied by a White Sox fan from Chicago, South Chicago, might I add, who loves pizza, marshmallow peeps. Pope Leo's early popularity is a sign the Cardinals hit a home run. Not with those Cardinals, of course. Beyond Rome, global affairs remained tense and fragmented. Wars simmered without resolution. Alliances strained to the breaking point. Technology continues to compress distance while amplifying misunderstandings. Yet, even amid uncertainty, there were flickers of optimism, renewed diplomatic channels, climate commitments that felt marginally more serious, and growing sense that the younger generations are no longer content to inherit a broken global order without a fight. Looking to 2026, the question whether those flickers become flames. Will the American people help reposition the Catholic Church and perhaps a global moral disclosure toward reconciliation and reform? Will fragile ceasefires harden into peace or crack under pressure? Do threats of a regime change manifest themselves into war? The world enters the new year cautious, but not entirely cynical. Domestic politics and business. Tensions as policy. At home, 2025 often felt governance by brinkmanship. Another federal shutdown, brief but bruising, reinforced the sense of dysfunction has become a feature rather than a bug of American politics. Tariffs reemerged as a favored tool framed as protection for domestic industry, but felt by consumers as higher prices and thinner patience. Economic anxiety hovered consistently. The word stagflation, once a historical footnote, crept back into serious conversation. Growth slowed. Inflation cooled unevenly. Wages struggled to keep pace. For many households, especially in rural and post-industrial regions, stability felt a conditional at best. Corporate America, meanwhile, continued to consolidate, television, and media mergers reshaped how Americans consume news and entertainment, shrinking the number of voices while expanding the power of few platforms. The result was efficiency. Yes, but also unease about who controls the stories that we're told. Looking ahead to 2026, politics promises no quiet. An election year looms, and with its sharper rhetoric, higher stakes, and deeper divides, will voters continue to reflect the president's growing unpopularity, or will this cycle bunk the trend for incumbents in midterms? Economically, much hinges on whether policymakers can thread the needle between inflation control and growth, or whether stagnation becomes more than just theoretic risk. For consumers, the hope is less drama, fewer disruptions, and a return to predictability that now feels nostalgic. Pop culture escapes reflections and spectacle. If politics exhausted, pop culture absorbed the overflow. Television in 2025 doubled down on the prestige and nostalgia of reboots, finales, and sprawling limited series designed to dominate the conversation for weeks at a time. Streaming fatigue became real, even as viewers kept watching. Movies isolated between spectacle and introspection. Big-budget franchises still ruled the box office, but smaller, more personal firms punched above their weight class, reflecting a public appetite for stories that felt human again. Music, as always, captured the mood most cleanly. Taylor Swift continued the era-defining run. Less a pop star than a cultural institution, Sabrina Carpenter's accent felt emblematic of a new generation, self-aware and sharp and unapologetically online. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show was not just entertainment, but a statement, reminding viewers that mass audiences can still be challenged, not just placated. In 2026, expect pop culture to wrestle even more directly with identity, technology, and authenticity. Artificial intelligence will test the ideas of authorship and creativity. Audiences may finally rebel against endless franchises or embrace them fully as comfort food in an uncertain world. And yes, there will be a new Taylor Swift album. Sports. Highs, lows, and business of fandom. For Western New York, sports in 2025 were familiar. In the emotional range, the Buffalo Bills remained contenders, closely enough to taste the glory, only to lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs. Ooh. The Sabres showed flashes of progress and then faltered, inspiring hope, but reminding everyone how fragile rebuilds can be if they lasted more than a decade. Nationally, sports betting continued its rapid normalization with the controversies involving high-profile baseball names like Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, underscoring the uneasy marriage between gambling and integrity. The epic World Series, one for the ages, offered a reminder of baseball's and Shohei Ohtani's enduring magic, even as debates about potential salary cap and the future of sports economic model grew louder. Closer to home, the final season of Highmark Stadium symbolizes a balancing act between honoring tradition and chasing modern revenue streams. As more teams and cities seek sleek new stadiums, taxpayers and municipalities are often left wondering if this was worth it. Kansas City, Nashville, Washington, Cleveland, and Chicago are all building new football facilities, most of them with major public subsidiaries. As stadium franchising, and financing continues to be a hot-button issue, one thing remains perfectly clear. Sports are big business. Looking into 2026, sports promises both novelty and nostalgia. NHL players will return to the Olympics, restoring a long-missed layer of international drama. The World Baseball Classic will again remind fans that the game belongs to the world, not just major leagues' balance sheets. Locally, the Bills and Sabres enter the year with something dangerous: expectations. The Sabres are riding a 10-game winning streak. The Bills are in the playoffs. Let's go, Buffalo! Here's to 2026. A winter tightens its grip, and 2026 comes into full view. The feeling is less of arrival than approach. The forces that shaped 2025, economic unease, cultural alignment, political volatility, and public increasingly aware of how fragile systems can be, are not receding. They're maturing. An election year will test its institutions and patience alike. Global conflicts will continue to blur the line between distant headlines and local consequence. Technology will push further into a creative, professional, and civic life, forcing overdue questions about trust, labor, and authenticity. Yet, there is no other reason for guarded hope. Sports will once again offer shared joy and heartbreak. Music and art will continue to translate uncertainty into something more human. Communities, including those in Chautauqua County, will keep providing and keep proving the resilience that is not abstract to concept, but a daily practice. If 2025 was the year of exposed cracks, 2026 may be the year we decide quietly, imperfectly, and together what we are willing to rebuild, what we are ready to let go, and what still binds us when noise finally fades. Editorial with Laura Cornell. Happy New. Owner and publisher, Laura Cornell. We are thrilled to leap into the new year with gratitude for your continued support in our community's weekly newspaper. As we move forward together, we hope you will consider furthering your much-appreciated patronage in 2026 by helping us grow and thrive in three meaningful ways. One, partner with us. Whether you are a business or organization, we love to feature you in our weekly edition. We offer low rates and complimentary design services, not only to advertise with us, provide an efficient and effective way to reach 35 communities across three counties via over 350 weekly distribution locations, but your partnership directly ensures that the Gazette remains invaluable and beloved resources for an estimated 20,000 readers each week. We are offered both online and in-print opportunities to meet your needs. Two, become a friend of the Gazette. If you're a loyal reader rather than a business, you can still make a difference. Now is the perfect time to renew your friend's membership or become a friend for the first time. Please see page 16 for more details, as we'd be honored to list your name along the dedicated contributors. Three, subscribe to receive the Gazette by mail. When we remain committed to keeping the Gazette free and widely available to key community locations, you can now receive your own copy delivered directly to your home. This is a wonderful option for homebound individuals, college students, out-of-town friends, or seasonal residents who would love to stay connected with the community. I want to again express my heartfelt thanks to loyal readers who are current and prospective partners and friends, and our incredible team of designers, technicians, and writers who make all possible. Next month will mark 2 years since I had the honor of purchasing this beloved newspaper to carry on its legacy of its founder, Stacy Hannon. Together with your support, we're looking forward to launching a better, stronger 2026. If you wish to contribute or simply become a friend yourself, simply call me today at 716-720-1845. That's 716-720-1845. Or visit our website to sign up for these wonderful opportunities. You are now listening to reading of articles and features of the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Let's continue on with our next headline. By Jennifer Hickman, featured writer of Hope Counseling, LCSW PLLC. Headline: The New Year, New Me Trap, Finding Genuine Health and Hope in 2026. As the holidays glitter settles, as a fresh year begins, we are bombarded with calls of radical renovation, new diets, new routines, and a totally new you. But for those dedicated to genuine mental wellness, the pressure to instantly fix everything can be a massive barrier to the very hope we seek. At Hope Counseling, we recognize that true renewal doesn't come from striving for the impossible, new me, but from gently befriending the current me and giving ourselves permission to heal. Hope is stronger than fear, but we are on this healing journey because this begins with one step at a time. Large steps causes us to fall. This year, let go of the pressures to achieve overnight transformation. Instead, embrace three simple, powerful pillars of sustained healing: self-reflection, changed mindset, and naming the uncomfortable emotion. That creates a solid foundation for lasting hope. Pillar one, self-reflection and resilience. The first step in healing is not criticize, but to pause and reflect. This isn't a punishing renew of failures. It is an opportunity to find your resilience. You survived the challenges of last year, making you a warrior in your own healing journey. Ask yourself, the energy sink. What person, habit, or commitment felt the heaviest last year? What tiny, manageable step can you take this month to lessen that weight? Muting toxic group chats, blocking out one evening a week for quiet time are some examples. Celebrating the gentle wins. Name one instance where you showed yourself self-compassion or resilience. True healing is found not in what you achieved, but in how kindly you handled the challenge. Pillar two, the change mindset. Healing requires us to move away from the fixed mindset, or this is just who I am, toward the growth mindset, thinking more like I can learn and improve. This subtle shift where hope takes root. Embrace the power of micro steps instead of overwhelming the resolution. I must exercise today. I must read this chapter. Focus on a tiny daily non-negotiable action. For example, promise yourself, I will put on my walking shoes for 2 minutes every morning. This small step builds immediate success and improves to your brain that change is possible without causing you to stumble. We are finding our resilience one small, safe step at a time. Pillar three, name it to tame it. The final pillar is where we meet our uncomfortable emotions head on. Many people feel a generalized sense of stress or sadness, but healing requires emotional granularity, giving the feeling its specific true name. When we can name an emotion, we can gain mastery of it. The next time a difficult feeling arises, pause and ask, is this just anger? Is it frustration, jealousy, or annoyance? Is it sadness? Or is it loneliness, guilt, or grief? The moment you can specifically label the emotion, saying, I'm feeling apprehensive, instead of just, I'm stressed, you create a crucial space between the feeling and your reaction. This is the arrival of healing. The moment you choose a conscious response over an emotional reaction. This year, choose to be the gentle warrior of your own journey. Your healing doesn't require giant leaps, only consistent, compassionate steps forward. Headline, Wellness Initiative for Senior Educators, or WISE, W-I-S-E, program empowers older adults to live healthy and vibrant lives. Contributed by Prevention Works. Prevention Works Incorporated is proud to announce the expansion of the Wellness Initiative for Senior Education, or WISE, program, a dynamic health education initiative designed to help older adults celebrate healthy aging, make smart life choices, and enhance their overall well-being. This opportunity is made possible through generous funding and partnership with United Way of Chautauqua County, the Chautauqua County Office for Aging, and New York State OASAS. The WISE program is a six-season series that provides older adults with valuable tools and insight to support physical and emotional wellness. Each interactive session explores topics such as medication management, improving brain health, understanding how aging affects the body, and making informed decisions about alcohol, prescription medications, and overall other substances. Quote, WISE is more than just an educational program. It's a chance for older adults to connect, share experience, and learn practical ways to enhance their quality of life, said Melanie Wachowski, Executive Director of Prevention Works. Developed by Prevention Research Institute Incorporated, the WISE program is an evidence-based and nationally recognized for its success in promoting healthy aging and preventing substance misuse among older adults. Participants benefit from engaging discussions, educational materials, and opportunity to request to ask questions in a supportive and welcoming environment. Participants have shared overwhelmingly positive feedback with noting, I would love all of my loved ones to go through this. It has helped my eyes to many, it has opened my eyes to many things I wasn't aware of. The program is facilitated by Ruth Chase, WISE coordinator and prevention of at Prevention Works. WISE reminds us of the health that healthy aging isn't just about living longer, it's about living well, staying engaged, and embracing each chapter with confidence, says Chase. Prevention Works is offering a WISE program at no cost to adults age 55 or older to the Chautauqua County. And upcoming sessions include Fredonia First Presbyterian Church, Wednesdays from January 21st through February 25th, 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Silver Tree Methodist Garden, Gardens Falconer, Thursdays, January 22nd, through February 26, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Registration to sign up is open, so please give us a call at 716-753-4582. That's 716-753-4582. About Prevention Works Incorporated. Prevention Works Incorporated is dedicated to educating and empowering our community to thrive. We are committed to promoting health and wellness throughout Chautauqua County. Through prevention, education, and outreach initiatives, we work to empower individuals of all ages to make healthy and informed choices. Peace, Hope, and Joy with Linda Kent. New Year, New Start with future writer Linda Kent. I'm not one for New Year's resolutions. I never stuck to them. I gave up on them years ago. I see everyone's posting resolutions and I'm happy for them. I'm also envious. I'm trying something new this year. I'm going to make New Year, New Start list. First on the list, I'm going to put to finish things. Anything. I'm a procrastinator, and this must stop. Maybe if I write it down for everyone to see, it will encourage me to follow through. Another thing, reach out to others who need help. I've needed help over the years, and someone was always there for me. I want to be there for someone in times of their trouble. Going through things alone is hard. Going through things with someone is better. Third on the list would be to listen better. To be a better friend and listen when they need someone. We lived in a world where everyone wants to be heard, but we're not very good listeners, are we? I want people to feel heard, acknowledged. It's so simple, yet a skill that needs to be practiced. Now for the hard part, to believe in myself so I can do this list without failing. Well, not failing the entire year anyway. I'm sure I'll miss the mark sometimes, but I'll keep trying. I'll actively look for occasions to put others checkmarked on my list. And this concludes my time here. You've been listening to a reading of articles and features from the January 5th, 2025 issue of the Chautauqua Gazette. We read the Chautauqua Gazette on Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Your reader today has been me, Brian Mandola. Thank you for listening, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You're listening to the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Radio Reading serves people who are blind or have a print disability throughout Western New York and Southern Ontario's Niagara Peninsula. From its broadcast studios at 1199 Harlem Road in Cheektowaga, just north of Clinton Street. Almost 40 years and more than 300,000 hours of radio readings to those unable to read printed matter on their own. Our broadcast signal is provided at no charge by WNED. Volunteer radio readers broadcast daily readings of newspapers, magazines, and books. For more information on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, call us at 716-821-5555. Good morning. Welcome to another broadcast day in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, a private, not-for-profit organization. As always, please feel free to contact us with your comments, suggestions, or any questions you may have. Our phone number here is area code 716-821-5555. Our agency website is nfradioreading.org. Our agency website, I just mentioned, is all the ways to contact us, including our phone number, which I mentioned. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, reach us through any of those ways and stay with us. Our Read the Buffalo News is coming up in just a moment.